There is a lot happening in Washington today. The Senate is expected to pass a spending measure to avert a government shutdown at midnight. House leaders will take it up quickly after that. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi has a lot more on her hands. She's trying to get Democrats to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure bill today. And for the latest, let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. And first off, Kelsey, it is pretty much a given that Congress will pass a bill to keep the government open today. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there is bipartisan agreement that they need to avoid a shutdown. They have agreed on a package to make sure that this gets across the line. It may take them a lot of the day to do so, but everybody I've talked to on Capitol Hill said that they expect that there will be no shutdown at the end of the day today.
Okay, and then there's this other big issue. Speaker Nancy Pelosi tried to put a positive spin on her campaign to get Democrats to pass this $1 trillion infrastructure bill today. Let's listen to what she said.
We are proceeding in a very positive way to bring up the bill, to do so in a way that can win. And so far, so good for today. It's going in a positive direction.
But Kelsey, what is the reality here? Is the future really that rosy?
Well, Pelosi has a lot of work to do to get as many of her members in line as she's going to need to pass the bill before it's supposed to come up for a vote. I will say that, you know, she's been having meetings all day today with progressive members, and progressive caucus co-chair Pramila Jayapal has said that she thinks things are going in a good direction. But neither of them really exactly said that they will for sure be voting on this bill. Pelosi kind of was a little evasive when people tried to follow up and say, well, if you don't have the votes, will you still try to have a vote on this? Will you still let it fail on the House floor? So there are a lot of unanswered questions about that. And that is certainly the thing that we'll be watching very closely throughout the day.
Can we step back just a little bit? I mean, the progressives who say they won't vote on this infrastructure package without a vote on a much larger bill. I mean, can you put this into context for us, what the argument is here?
They are essentially saying that they had an agreement with Speaker Pelosi that they wouldn't move forward with a bipartisan bill until the House and Senate had already voted on a larger spending bill. Now, they've moved those goalposts just a little bit, saying that some of them have said that they would be satisfied with just an agreement on a larger spending bill. But that larger spending bill agreement doesn't seem to be in hand, and it doesn't really even seem to be close right now. So they may have to either accept Pelosi's word that an agreement will come and that she will work to make sure that whatever that agreement is gets enough votes to pass. But there isn't a lot of confidence and faith among Democrats with people of their own party, people that they may disagree with within their own party. So it is a moment where Pelosi is having to bridge a lot of divides and is having to work with her reputation and the expectation that people believe her and trust her to follow through.
Right. There are a lot of divides because separately, Senator Joe Manchin said today that he'd only accept a human infrastructure package that's $1.5 trillion. That's far less than the $3.5 that Biden and other Democrats want. Let's listen.
My top line has been $1.5 because I believe in my heart that what we can do and what the needs we have right now and what we can afford to do without basically changing our whole society to an entitlement mentality.
The progressive. That's
Manchin and fellow Senator Kyrsten Sinema are the Democratic holdouts here. What are leaders doing to court them?
Well, there have been a number of meetings between Manchin and Sinema and members of congressional leadership and meetings at the White House staff coming to meet with them at the Capitol. It has been an endless series of meetings and attempts to really get a gauge on what it is that would move Manchin and Sinema. Though another thing that Manchin said in that conversation was essentially that, you know, he wants progressives to just accept his premise of $1.5 trillion and then go out and campaign to elect more liberals on the idea that they didn't get everything they wanted. And if more liberals were elected, they could spend big in the future. So it's a hard message, I think, to sell to a lot of Democrats who say they ran on the promise of fulfilling President Biden's vision for what the federal government would do. And they feel like Manchin is standing in the way of that happening.
I have about 30 seconds with you. I mean, President Biden was at the dugout in the congressional baseball game yesterday, stumping for this bill, handing out ice cream. How much of his agenda is riding on this?
The bulk of his domestic agenda is included in the infrastructure bill and the larger spending bill. Many of the promises that he campaigned on, many of the promises that other Democrats campaigned on are part of this spending bill. So not only is his agenda at stake, but their ability to go out and campaign again is at stake.
NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell, as always, thank you.
Thanks for having me.